following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello, and welcome to Working 24-8, a podcast show all about the life and legacy of NBA legend Kobe Bryant. Many of you know him as the man that dropped 81 points on the Toronto Raptors, or the guy that took over the Los Angeles Lakers, but there is a lot more to him than that. Kobe Bryant was a human being, someone who impacted the world, and I'm excited to share that side of him. Let's get right to it. Hello, and welcome back to a third episode of Working 24-8. This is all about the life and legacy of Kobe Bryant, both on and off the court. We're going to switch it up a little bit this time around and talk about something kind of random, but also really important to who Kobe Bryant was. It's not really related to his basketball career in the NBA, but it is about him being the owner of a multi-million dollar franchise. And that franchise is called Mamba Sports Academy. And I had the opportunity to work at Mamba Sports Academy while it was still named Mamba Sports Academy before they retired the name, in which we'll get into that later on after he had passed away. But let me tell you that it was probably the best job I ever had. And it's also my personal experience. Now, let me emphasize personal, original, true, genuine experience, not something made up, not something read off an online article. You can't make this up. This is my personal, original experience. So for all you doubters out there who don't believe me or just are straight up doubters and haters, there's nothing really you can say to downplay or downgrade my personal and original experience working for Kobe Bryant himself. So we will get into my story about how I worked for the Black Mamba, the prestigious Kobe Bryant. Not many people can tell someone that they worked for Kobe Bryant, let alone just be in the presence of more than just Kobe Bryant. And I'm talking about famous celebrities, famous athletes, professional athletes, professional people. Yeah, this was an experience I will never forget, and I am looking forward to sharing this experience with you. So before we just dive right in, I'd like to thank everyone who has listened to my past two podcasts. I've had a couple issues with some originality there, but you know what? We're moving forward. We're getting into the nitty-gritty of original content here on this episode, and there's nothing else really I have to say about that. So let's just get into my story, because if I just keep going on about the past, about my past two episodes, then it's really gonna bug me a little bit. So this is my personal, original experience working for Kobe Bryant himself. So let me start back in high school. I want to say junior year. And at the time of my junior year, it was not called Mamba Sports Academy. Sports Academy is this huge, luxurious gym that has all the facilities, all the benefits of just living a professional athlete lifestyle. And it was mainly the idea behind Sports Academy, the CEO, Chad Faulkner. My family knows him personally. I know his daughter, know him personally. It's pretty cool if you ask me. But the idea behind Sports Academy was just to allow athletes both in elementary school, middle school, high school, college, and professional to just experience the true life of an athlete, whether it came to getting massage therapy, using the Normatec space boots, having a coffee bar, having state-of-the-art courts and a weight room, a track, You literally anything you could think of when it comes to being an athlete, Sports Academy had that. And so, because of how it drew so many people to using the facilities, and I'm talking NBA players, WNBA players, MLB players, the connections were just always there. And my local high school, which is about 15 to 20 minutes from Sports Academy, we would have sometimes we'd have practices there. And so that's when I first knew about Sports Academy, and say I was a junior in high school. It wasn't really well known then, but it became this, like I said, multi-million dollar well-known, over 300,000 followers on Instagram, Twitter, all that. It just became this well-known facility in Southern California, which is the media maker itself, the area everyone just gravitates to, Southern California. So it was the perfect destination for future professional athletes. So I had a practice there one day, and I remember my mom was there, and I saw these, they were advertising t-shirts and merchandise, different types of things like that. And after our practice, which is about 2 hours long, that's how long we had the facility at least, I told my mom, I said, I really want one of those t-shirts. Can you give me one of those t-shirts? Can you please give me one of those t-shirts? Because I obviously wanted to start repping the brand, because it was a dope facility. It was a dope brand. The merchandise is super cool, and I really wanted a t-shirt. And it wasn't really that expensive either, but my mom ended up getting me this t-shirt. She got me a pop socket. I don't know if those are still a thing now, but she got me one of those, and I just became super interested in Sports Academy. I always wanted to work there, go to open gyms, just, I don't know, experience that luxurious athlete lifestyle. You know, I had aspirations to play Division I basketball, and I knew a couple of the basketball trainers there at the time, and I just was in awe of how cool the place was. I mean, they had ACT prep studies there, SAT prep studies there for athletes that were when the ACT and SAT were a thing before COVID, of course. They had those facilities too. They'd have tutors literally at the facility prepping people for the ACT and SAT, two big tests that you need to enter college. So honestly, I feel like Sports Academy could be a school in itself. And I mean, I guess it is an academy, so a lot of people go to an academy sometimes for schooling, but this had a different type of feel to it. So that's when I first knew about Sports Academy. Obviously, my senior year of high school, I had a couple workouts there, but I also was very interested in working there, because, you know, they had, I think I was 17 at the time, and I wanted to perhaps make some money. And so I reached out to one of the connections that I had there, who then told me to reach out to the person that was in charge of hiring people for different jobs, like the front desk, coffee bar, working tournaments, those types of things. So I went ahead and sent the person an email, and we set up a time to interview, and I was put on some prep team, the Sports Academy prep team, which basically at the time I was also really busy with basketball, didn't really have a lot of time to work and a lot of availability, but I was still interested in working at Sports Academy. And so she basically put me not on the back burner, but kind of as a backup for, you know, if there were tournaments there, if someone was, if they were short staffed at the coffee bar, then I would be asked to come in and cover or be trained, that type of thing. So it was kind of just this stepping my foot in the water of just being interested in working at Sports Academy. So this is still Sports Academy. I went away to college my freshman year in Utah, and all of a sudden I hear that Sports Academy is being changed to Mamba Sports Academy. And obviously Mamba is Kobe Bryant. And this was after he had retired, of course, and was still pretty involved with basketball, and his daughter Gigi was growing up and playing basketball, training, and he was just amazed by the amount of media and amount of just success people were, you know, saying and preaching about, preaching that Sports Academy was this amazing place. NBA players worked out there. Like I said, there were so many well-known people, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, they'd have different camps there that just drew a lot of attention. And Kobe Bryant loves attention, of course. So, and obviously he wanted to make more money and, you know, support the youth. And Sports Academy was mainly for, or heavily emphasized, middle school and high school age students. So Kobe was interested in that and obviously had the money to do so. So he took over and bought Sports Academy and made it Mamba Sports Academy, which I'm not surprised because Kobe just, that's Kobe. Kobe wants the best of the best. So he literally went and got it. He made Sports Academy Mamba Sports Academy. And then once Mamba Sports Academy was created, things just took off from there. It became mainstream, more and more professional athletes were working out there, NFL, NBA, like I said before. You wouldn't walk in there one day and there for there not to be someone professional working there. And I'm telling you, literally any name that you would name off in the NBA, Kyrie Irving, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Chris Paul, all the big names, and even obviously littler names as well, they all worked out there. And that's because Kobe owned it. Like, who wouldn't want to work out at a facility that Kobe Bryant owns, and let alone visits, comes to work, and makes his casual appearances on a regular basis? So that was my freshman year of college when I saw that, and I was like, wow, I want to work there this summer. I want to work there. I was transferring from the Division I school that I was at in Utah to a major D2 in SoCal, and so I was going to be home all summer and wanted to work, of course. So I reached out again back to the lady who had hired me, or kind of somewhat hired me back in high school, and I was like, hey, is there any, you know, activities or camps or anything I could work summer of 2019? And she reached back out to me, and they needed people to work. And I remember my first, when I first heard that, the news of getting the job working at Mamba Sports Academy, I was so ecstatic. You know, we got gear, we got hoodies, t-shirts. It was kind of like the D1 lifestyle. I mean, they gave you so much merchandise and different things. It was awesome. I loved it. So I started working and prepping events like tournaments, camps, things like that on Mamba Sports Academy. And that was when I met Kobe for the first time. And my first encounter with Kobe was kind of like a starstruck moment when you're literally a little kid at the candy bar just trying to pick out your favorite candy when you're like 5 or 6 years old, and you're so excited and you don't even know what to say. That was my first encounter. But, you know, working there, you had to keep a professional basis with Kobe, and he wanted to be treated like a normal human being, of course, because he dealt with X amount of years of fame and all the lights on him, and he just wanted to enjoy his retirement and do something that he loved. And so just working for him and having the opportunity was a blessing. And, you know, he'd come to Mamba Sports Academy, like I said, regularly. And that whole summer, I was just there working tournaments and seeing all these professional athletes. You know, I met Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Steph Curry, Devin Booker, all these different people just from working at Mamba Sports Academy. And I'm a college basketball player who loves basketball, of course, and loves the NBA. And so I felt like I was in Disneyland. And, it was a great summer. It was, I made money. I met professional athletes. I also worked during the NBA draft. They have the NBA draft combine. So I was able to work the NBA draft combine. And just working for Kobe Bryant, the legend himself, was just any Lakers fan, any Kobe fan, any NBA fan. If you just work for Kobe, like who works for Kobe and is not just the happiest person in the world? And like I said, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a huge Kobe fan. I'm doing my podcast on Kobe Bryant. So obviously, you know, I was just so happy. And just to be in that environment of, you know, college coaches would be there, NBA general managers, NBA scouts during the NBA draft combine. You, like I said, you wouldn't go there and not see someone famous. And this was even for regular celebrities too. You know, people that were preparing and getting fit for movies would come and train there. It was just super, super cool. And it looks like I'm out of time already. You know, we might have to go into a second episode about, you know, a day in the life of working at Mama Sports Academy, like when I would get there, what I would do, things I did there, worked out there, things like that. Because I only have 15 minutes and I am almost a minute past my time. But sorry to say that we are out of time, and I wish I could talk to you more about my experience, but it's all good. And I hope that you guys enjoyed this little tidbit and snippet into my time working at Mama Sports Academy. I have a lot more to say about it, but I can't until next week, which makes you want to tune in more. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And like I said, original, true experience. Can't make this up. And that's all I gotta say for right now. So peace, love, and Mamba out.